We celebrate an open table. That means you don't have to be a member of this church to participate in communion, but you do need to be a member of His church. In other words, you need to be surrendered to Jesus as your Lord and Savior. In order for communion to be meaningful and have its way and have the Lord have His way in your life during communion, you need to have that surrendered relationship to Jesus. Thank you so much, guys. So we do this, the scripture says, in remembrance of Him. And let me read from the scriptures, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and said, take, eat. This is My body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. We urge you and encourage you with several aspects of what communion is all about. Number one, if there's anything yet between you and Jesus, take care of it and participate in communion. Sometimes the old teaching or the old thought used to be, well, I can't take communion, I'm not right with God. No, the point of the scripture is get right with God and take communion, because there's so much to be receiving as we do this in remembrance of Him. Secondly, if there's a relational difficulty with someone else, as a brother or sister in Christ, or even perhaps if they're not, the Bible says to get right. And make sure you're right with them. If they're not here in this place and you go, well, you know, I can't get it right before I take communion. That's all right. Make a covenant with God that you'll do so. If you've already tried to make things right and that person doesn't cooperate with you, you're only responsible to do what you can do. Participate in communion and leave them in the hands of the Lord. All right? Does that make sense? All right, church, let's just pause before the Lord for a moment. Father, we thank You that You so loved the world that You sent Your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For You sent not Your Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Lord, we're here this morning. If we've not given our life to the Lord, this is the day we do so. But those of us who have given our lives to You, do this in remembrance of You. We remember Your body broken for us on the cross of Calvary. You bore our sins, our sorrows, our sicknesses, our diseases. We thank You, Lord Jesus, that as we participate of the body and blood of the Lord, we receive Your power, Your presence, Your healing. We ratify the covenant that we have through Your shed blood. Thank You, Lord. We do this morning in remembrance of You. Let's participate in the bread together, which is His body. Thank You, Lord. Now, Lord, as we consider the fruit of the vine, we think of the blood of Jesus. We think of Your blood shed for us. We think of the washing clean. Thank God we are washed clean by the blood of Jesus from every sin. Thank You, Lord. And as we participate this morning, we do this in remembrance of You, and we receive the fresh impartation of Your presence. How we love You, Lord, and how we receive You now in Jesus' name. Let's participate together. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You for the body and blood of the Lord. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for Your grace, Your mercy, Your loving kindness. Thank You, Lord. Can you just praise Him right where you are? Thank You, Lord Jesus. Lift up your voice in thanks and give Him thanksgiving. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for Your goodness. There were 10 that were healed and 1 turned around to give thanks. Let's never be the other 9 who didn't. Let's be the one who does. Amen? Join with me again. Give the Lord a round of applause. Thank You, Lord.